But many newcomers to the province bring with them experience working on farms. A research project at the Association for New Canadians wants to tap into those skills to help meet the goal to double food production in this province by next year. Project manager Sarah Thompson joins me live in studio to discuss bridging the divide. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Patty.
How's this going to work?
Well, first of all, when we first started sort of coming up with this idea, we learned that a lot of newcomers that come to our province actually have a background in farming. So it seemed like there was a chance to make some connections, to bridge some connections where the province itself is struggling to, as you know, become more food self-sufficient. So we decided to sort of do some research, look at what the situation in the province is currently, and if farmers were open to the possibility of hiring newcomers, and as well get to know the experience of the newcomers more in depth. And it turns out that looks like there's going to be really good matches that we can make. So we've started a training program. It's the skill set exists amongst the farmers already. They, you know, 14 years average farming experience, but of course they don't have farming experience here in the province.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is give them a bit of Newfoundland agriculture experience and knowledge.
What does that look like?
Well, so we're in the classroom. It's winter time, so they're not doing a lot of farming at the moment, but it's a lot of video introduction to what it looks like to farm in Newfoundland, the different industries. So they're aware of the different commodities that are produced here in the province. But it's also language. So a lot of the farmers, of course, most of them aren't first language English speakers. So we want to prepare them for being able to work on farms, being able to communicate with the general public as well as with their employers. So we're giving them the language of farming here in the province, as well as, so they understand what their rights are, what their responsibilities are working in Canada. So it's a 10-week training program, and then we're hoping, including in that training, there's a very heavy component of farm safety training. Mm-hmm. So, farm safety in Canada certainly is very important. It's important around the world, of course, but I think they've indicated to me, the newcomers, that they understand that the farm safety component is much stronger here in Canada. For example, like a lot of the farmers probably came from hand tools only, working animals. So, getting used to working with equipment and things in order to work safely, that's another very heavy component of the training.
And that's where the language barrier comes in too, because you can't be safe if you can't understand the directions and instructions.
Absolutely.
How are the existing farmers reacting to the plan?
So the initial part of this research project was actually traveling around the province meeting with farmers. And we've met with 25 farmers from the Avalon region to Labrador to Western and Central region. So, as I mentioned, we've met with 25 farmers. So I think that in itself shows that there is an interest. And when I went and visited with the farmers, the running theme was they're having trouble finding and keeping suitable skilled labor for their farms. In Newfoundland, we farmed, for generations and generations and generations. They didn't tend to be large commercial farms. We might have farmed our backyard or, more subsistence farming. Not completely that way, but that seems quite common. But we seem to be losing that sort of skill set. And it seems as though, speaking with the farmers, that they're having trouble finding people that have the interest in farming, and the desire to work the land. So they're excited about the prospect of potentially having a source of skilled labor that actually enjoys enjoys the fruits of their labor.
And I mean, the food security issues here are very real. And we know, we talk about it, whether it be policy or politics regarding food security. And, you know, sadly, the family farm has been replaced by the large scale corporate farm.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a farmer, so I've seen that happen in our own family. Sarah, this is a really fantastic idea. Let's hope that it does indeed dovetail nicely with the province's need to expand its agricultural operations.
We're excited about the prospects.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
That's Sarah Thompson, and she is the project manager of Bridging the Divide.